welcome everybody to Crew's Light Show. It's your DJ Crew here. And, another Thursday night here, Friday afternoon or whatever. Maybe early Friday morning. And I thank you for tuning in for tonight's thing. As always, you can go to the official listening party for JP Hip Radio at irc.jphip.com, pong sign JPH exclamation point P. Whew, there is not too much to talk about, other than my one day of work, trying to get adjusted to the new place, as for that week, suffering a little bit of the cuts and bruises you might find when you have to open up boxes without a box cutter. Other than that, it's actually mainly the experiment, and I think primarily there's a little bit of a maybe not too much of a rant, but maybe an infomercial type thing. For people, you know, they're upfront, so I mean it's cool. I can understand that, but I think if I try to explain it in a way, maybe the listeners out here will, maybe they'll take it a little bit better than rather for me to talk about it. But, you know, we're going to have those four B-sides today in chronological order, because that's how I found it right now. And by coincidence, I actually got... I don't know why I have it this way for. Anyways, today is Otani's birthday, and I actually got her new... I actually downloaded the new single, which is actually pretty good. I mean, not better than Kill My Caddy, but I think particularly it's actually a pretty good single and more or less a ballad, and I think her third single is going to come out soon, if I remember correctly. Maybe not that way, but we're gonna have her new single and a little bit of a buffer thing before going to Quito. So if there is anything else to talk about other than me trying to beg you guys, pleading that you guys should vote, and the reason why you guys should vote, here's your chance. So we'll go with the Otani single and a little bit of a buffer. A little bit of a buffer type music. Maybe filler. A type of filler music where it doesn't match up to anything what we might find, but maybe something to fill in what is needed before I get to Quito. So be right back.
Thank you. 寂しいよ。隣であの曲歌ってよ。出会わなければよかったなんて自分に嘘をついて。分かったの、 I love you、 二度と会えないと分かっていても、繋いだ手ぬくもりよ消えないで、いつか二人同じ道歩いてゆくの。 Every day love you、
証券会社に勤めてる杉本さん、背はまあ低い方だけど優しい人。お父さんと一緒で釣りが趣味なの。だってお父さんが釣り好きの人には悪い人はいないって言ってたしね。お父さん、
ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、ダンシング、
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Crow's Away Show, and the last two songs you guys heard was Endless Love, the naked version by the birthday girl, Masae Ohtani. And then after that was the song by Hello Project's Elder Club, the Elder Momosu Medley. Today is Ohtani's birthday by coincidence. I actually put in that song because I actually DL'd it today. I actually really like the song. There's also some other stuff, the original version to Endless Love and a Mug remix version of Kill My Caddy, which is both really interesting. I guess you can say that. Moving on. We have the Kyuto's new single, Kiss Me Ashiteru, up. There is kind of a lot I want to say about this. It's actually maybe primarily good. I'm kind of questioning it because of how I kind of see it, because there's something that's going to be bothering me after this, and the proof is going to be what I saw this past week, and I wrote about it. I'll talk about that after the single, and kind of another transition into the research project that I have put up for jphip.com and other and selective-hearing.com, in which people can vote for the best B-side, and kind of a small rant to how you say stuff really does show how big of a fan you are. So we'll just do the Kyuto first, and get my reactions for that. And what does it mean for the next two singles by Berries and Morimusume separately? So be right back.
Bye.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. That was the Q-Tool's new single. The single is Kiss Me, Ashita Ru, and the B-side, which I truly love. I think this is probably one of the better B-sides, and it actually kind of follows up a lot of the B-sides that have been coming up this year. What's actually really interesting is that it's called Hatachi Mae no Ona no Ko, which the first thing I thought of was Mayumi. And then I just remember the first thing is that she's born in 92. And I think I'm trying to remember when the birthday is. But I know it's going to be before 20. So that was my first thought when I actually heard the song. And kind of weird with the pig sound, but I think it's really, I thought it was really cute, and it actually kind of more tolerable than the single itself. Yeah. Now with the PV and what a lot of people were really, I guess the hype behind it wasn't really what I expected. I thought it was going to be a little bit more on the edgier side, but yeah, I think a lot of people just came away with what Slack had presented. It looks like a Laker girl and a glass apple. That's about it. Unfortunately, that's really what you come around with. But, however, I hope Kyoto's actually getting is going to start a trend, which has actually shown off with Barry Scoble's new PV that has come out, I think, a couple of days ago, with taking away that it has been Gaga-inspired. Masa makes the best Gaga impersonator out of all of them because of her hair. And Momo's heart on her cheek and Captain's lightning on her eye. I don't know why. That's what I came around with. But actually, because, but then also, it actually kind of gave me, actually kind of came away with that is, because Kyoto has broken away from the Miami Ivy powerhouse, and then Barry's kind of moved along with the Mia Risako type of powerhouse, and they kind of mixed it up a little bit more, getting away. Now it's not only Yurina, and it's not only Mia or Risako or Momokolo. It's actually very evened out, which only leads up to one thing. It is the is the single that is falling berries, which is the clearly anticipated 45th single with the 47th coupling. Okay, maybe pushing that one a little bit, but the 45th single of Morning Musume. Now, if they do what I expect them to do, I will pretty much shut up, because that will pretty much show where the range will be after I leaves. And I mean, not only leaving it up to Risa to take the lines. I think maybe spread it out so much that, oh dear God, they're gonna have to put in Sayo and Aika to get some lines. Maybe not the best idea, but I think particularly they may, you know, gang, maybe do the pair up, because how they usually would do it was before Eri moved on, they had Reina and they had I with the Risa Eri combination. I think after that they may go with a Risa Aika, Risa Sayu Aika, Risa Sayu, or Risa and Nine Chen, just to even out the whole concept. But then, as this is probably one of the most unusual things, this is a weird thing of seeing the leader actually taking a lot of the main singing roles, because it hasn't happened, and it's done with all the singles ever since she's become leader. So what would the thing after I become when Morimusume releases their single? If it comes out to what it should be, I think you might find a very different Morimusume than what many people do expect. Well, that'd be kind of hard to take on the ears, especially I really don't think so. I think they might even out, because Reina actually has a pretty good high voice, and I is actually quite more, she actually has range, while Risa is very low voice, so I think a Reina Risa would actually do well. Maybe put them three up as a front, and maybe associate the next two. Oh man, you know, I was dedicating that sweat to something else, but well, anyways, I think there's gonna be a lot of expectation that might be coming up with the Mori Musume for single. So I don't know what it might be. If there is a surprise, you know, I think it might become. I have no idea. I don't listen to a lot of radio previews. I try to anticipate the PVs as much as possible. Now, I think it's just because that they. Because the PVs actually kind of give a better indication to how the situation might be. And it doesn't seem like a bad audio sample, I would probably say so. But, yeah, I guess moving on from there. We're going to talk about the research project. I know people have been upfront about they have been Mori Musume fans. They really haven't listened to the B-sides. However, you know, my counterpoint to it is that even if you were a fan, the one thing I think many people overlook is that what makes a great single. You know, other than the single itself, they do have another B-side to it. I don't know what it might become. I don't know how people look at it, but I think the best way is how people should view it was actually one of the people who helped me learn about Mori Musume. And one thing is like this. The B-side is like a wine. It has to match up with the single as the main dish. It has to work around that. And I think if you can find a great B-side that doesn't overpower the single, it'd be great. If you have a terrible single and the B-side can save it, it's just as great. But if you have both bad ones, you lost out on a whole dish itself. So now, you know, as for people who said that, you know, I'm a fan, I listen to the B-sides, there is actually quite a lot of good B-sides. And I mean, I've actually gone through all of them, and I'll tell you, there's quite a very good select that, you know, even if I wrote about it, I think it wouldn't give justice, because I think it should go out to the people, and I think they should, you know, give the opportunity for them to learn about the B-sides. And I think my idea is that people will enjoy these B-sides if they do listening to the show. So I mean, I do encourage people listening in, bring them in if they're not really sure. For me, you know, I answered, there is a lot of good B-sides. I mean, primarily, they maybe have a very hard way of looking at it. So I encourage all of you guys to do it, because this is actually a opportunity for you to learn about the B-sides, because B-sides really define what it will be used as. You know, it may not be a great, you know, you may not like it. I understand. However, I want you guys to listen in, because it gives an opportunity as for you to expand as a fan. Maybe get a new song that you haven't listened to before, such as the Kyuto song. I mean, I never listened to either or. I totally love the B-side. It's just... The A-side is great, but the B-side is just much, much better. It's actually 2-3 levels above what I expect from them. So, you know, you may not have the enthusiasm, but I think if you are willing to give another person, tell them you're a fan, you know, I know people like Shrenu did it, Tenki did it. I mean, they're, you know, I'm just putting out a little bit, even though, you know, really shouldn't. But I think that if people really do respect them as a fan and they don't, you know, throw them under the bus, and I think once you do learn about the B-sides, it actually should be a better, it makes you a better fan. And that's all my thing is, that I want to help, I really want to help you become a more, I mean, a more open-minded fan. I mean, not all the B-sides suck. Some B-sides are really cool. And the four I'm going to be playing, one was their Zero single. Second has been overused in concerts. One was part of a cover song. So I mean, this group is actually pretty interesting. We're going to probably go up to Sunday with it, maybe despite the sampling size. I won't probably push it, but I think I am just trying for people to do it. And even if you said I haven't listened to a B-side before, this is an opportunity to do so. Take a little bit of time. I mean, if you don't have the time, understandable. But however, if you have the time, you said you haven't listened to B-sides, you should have took that opportunity to listen to B-sides. That's all I'm saying. So we'll move on. We're playing the four B-sides that is in the first group. So hope you guys listen in. Maybe influence a little bit of your decision coming back to the back to your voting. Maybe it keeps it the same. I don't know. So we'll just move on from there, and I'll be right back to end the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Those are the four B-sides to the first group. First one was Ainotane, then Dekai Uchu ni Aiga Aru. Third was Aito Tayo ni Tsutsumarete. And finally, the last one is Murmusume's Romance, which is a cover from my brain's fried already. actually it's from the cover. So hope you guys go on and vote, whoever's listening, and if you're not listening, you're still gonna see it in the post sorting thread. Thing is that I think, you know, if you guys would be willing to do it, I mean, take a little bit of time. I know it may not be your favorite thing, and I think it's primarily is that if you get educated in it, you know, you become a better fan. I'll be perfectly honest, because sometimes the B side is better than the A side itself, even though the B sides may be a duplicate of each other, and I don't know what it might come on to, but it would be like that. However, you know, anyways, thank you for listening in. Being back next week with, I think, the Berries single, remember, if I do remember correctly. And the second set of B-sides, so hopefully you guys would be willing to take a vote into that. The poll will close on Sunday, so hopefully there might be something interesting to that. So since that ends, we're gonna put up the new one. So I'll just leave you with the traditional end song, I Wish, and see you guys later. She won't see.